TED Audio Collective.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. How much can you learn about someone before you actually meet them? From how we dress to our digital footprint, there's so much we say about ourselves before we even speak. Zaina Rose is an image strategist, and she has three tips for creating our best, most authentic first impressions.
Keep in mind, making great first impressions, it's really not a talent you need to be born with, and it can certainly be learned. You can spotlight yourself in a way that makes it easy for people to find you, relate to you, choose you, and see your true value. If we're to move people to action, we must impress and influence. We must be one of a kind rather than one of the crowd. So how do we do this? We can use the first impression as our personal branding hack. First impressions happen in a split second and they're sticky. So they have a very significant and lasting effect on how we're perceived over time. So that could be your profile page, your business page, or anything else. Our challenge is to project the messages we intend to project while we stay memorable and intriguing. What's the key to making this work? I propose that if you strategically craft your self-presentation, you can make more authentic first impressions. Now, that might sound counterintuitive, but here's what I mean. When you've crafted and tested what works best for you, you can then be prepared to present your best self in any given moment. Then thrive in the flow of spontaneity and that chemistry that happens between people when they meet. You're preparing yourself to function on an even higher level where you're stronger and more versatile. Now, a big part of that is our appearance, our clothing and our grooming and our body language. That's largely what people are taking in when they perceive us, along with facial expressions, whether they see us online or in person. Today, I'm going to give you three considerations. Number one, tell yourself the truth or let someone else tell you. Before you build or rebuild your image, go back to your own foundation and ask yourself to feel raw. No matter how you felt about your style and your communication in the past, find out how you feel about it right at this moment. What do you want it to say? Then get inspired by absolutely anything. So anything, from the fine arts to architecture, fashion, travel, nature. Map out your style parameters and figure out which aesthetics get a response from you on a gut level. Also, be light. Have a sense of humor as you go through this process. My clients and I often have a really good therapeutic laugh, actually, about what comes flying out of the backs of their closets. If someone helps you with this process, keep in mind that you might be doing things incorrectly for the way that you prefer to be perceived, but don't be hard on yourself. There are huge benefits to being current in style and with it in terms of the times with fashion, but there are also other things to consider. The red sneakers effect tells us that there's an opportunity in nonconformity when observers feel that individuality is an asset. Participants who wore suits with red sneakers were seen to be of higher competence and higher status than the people who conformed, simply because they had these visible cues that showed they could walk their own path. Now, you can achieve that with other colors and other items, of course. Whatever you do, do not bore yourself, and try to show on the outside that you're interesting. Creating looks you love will help you to get into the mindset and almost into the character, the authentic character, if you will, for important interviews and meetings and events. Number three, make your digital image your stand-in. Now, we often don't know what or how much people know about us because they're Googling us in advance to get a head start on what they think. If we're presenting ourselves online, we're marketing ourselves, whether we know it or not. We also have a public image, whether we like it or not. Remember, the first impressions are sticky. That gives us a lot to think about because digitally, we're in so many places at once and there's so much to mold with all our photos and our videos. A good strategy would be to master the in-person first impression first and then tweak for different mediums and different platforms. Now, as you're going through working on all of your photos and your videos, you might go the extra mile to get ready for your close-up, maybe do a little styling, art direction, lighting. Then when it's a normal day and people see you in person, you might look different to them. That is okay. People meet me. Often I'm not as tall as they want me to be or think I should be. And sometimes my complexion looks a lot different to them, and they often have something to say about that. It's quite interesting. Don't let those kinds of comments throw you off your game while you're socializing and networking. Simply be strategic, walk with full confidence, and know that you can be secure. So those are the three things I'd really like you to think about. You might find it appropriate to make some small adjustments, or you might want to do a total overhaul. Either way, find strength in a makeover. Makeovers are an act of self-love. They help you to believe in yourself and to see your value from another perspective, and you deserve the extra confidence and strength that they can bring to you. No matter what you do, be clear about who you say you are so people can sense it in a split second. You can use your first impression as a shortcut, like a movie trailer, to the experience of you. When you bring your first impressions into your everyday calculations, it becomes a more automatic thing to explore and contemplate. When you work at your own communication at this level, I propose it will heighten your capacity for insight and compassion, not only for yourself, but for other people. It's really tough to change how you process that first second of a first impression, but the seconds that follow could become more about conscious level thinking and awareness. Out there, this might lead to more open minds for new relationships and new ideas, less negativity, less bullying, less perpetuation of stereotypes because we're not jumping to conclusions and we're asking ourselves questions first. Train yourself to dive deeper into the details in those subsequent seconds. Find the beauty in a style, an object, a person that you did not previously find beautiful. As we know, people are not just their gender, their culture, their skin color, their seemingly odd outfit. They are people who could enhance our lives, people who might teach us, help us, point us in the right direction. If we don't teach ourselves to see beyond and to wonder beyond, we could miss out on so much education, kindness, and joy. At a time when all is getting distilled down to a soundbite, find a way to reach further. Make a statement and intrigue them to look ahead. Tell people who you are before they tell you.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Kingston, Ontario. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Queens U. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.